Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I still like it.
Bling. I like that at the end.
We've had a little time since we did our last show, so now we can still say that we like it. We like that song.
Yes, we do.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Scott, and that's Kim.
Yep, that's me.
What is this show? Skim, we're doing?
This is Skim.
Yeah, we're doing Skim. I'm a little under the weather. Literally, it's raining.
It's raining. I had to put a sweater on.
Yeah, it got cold all of a sudden. Yesterday, it was like 80, almost 80, 78.
Almost 80. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful out. Sun was out.
It was nice this morning, but then it rained, which isn't necessarily not nice. We like it.
No, we like some rain. Rain is good.
It's a little spring showers.
Rain grows things and furnishes us with water.
Yep.
So that
it is April showers.
The biggest complaint I have. Sorry, you have a cough. I'm worried about you.
I just ate something. I had some Chipotle in it, and that always does that to me.
Kim's I was like, cold. We're going to Vegas with a cold. And
no,
feel
I'm not. I okay. will not do it.
Oh, you're willing it not
I'm
to be.
I'm willing it.
Do you think that's a successful
yes,
endeavor?
Yes, I can do it.
Because I never am able to do that very well. But speaking of which, like last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up in a cold sweat. I felt terrible, and I was shaking, and I went, uh-oh. So I ran to the bathroom, and it ran. I just went in the bathroom. It's like, all right, we'll see what we got going here. And I felt kind of nauseous and a little bit heartburn, but mostly I was just having a panic attack for no good reason. Just no good reason.
It's the worst.
There's a lot been going on, so maybe it was just all piling up and it was ready to pop or whatever. But 3 o'clock in the morning, I am just like shaken and sweat. And I know what it is.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about my panic attacks.
For a lot of people, they don't. And so it really freaks people out.
Yeah. I had them my whole life. Yeah. And then especially in my early 30s, I started getting them real bad. And now I don't get them very often. Like it's better probably than it's ever been in terms of like full blown anxiety attacks. So this thing hits me in the middle of the night, which is the worst time to get them. And I'm just kind of freaking out in there. And I'm thinking, I feel nauseous enough that I'm thinking, I'm going to break my streak.
That's all you were worried about?
I'm going to break my streak. My 20 year old streak is about to
end. It's almost 20.
No, it'll
no
be 20
it's almost
next year.
20 years.
Yeah, it's 19 years.
Wow.
So next year, it'll be 20 years since I barfed. And, I really would like to keep it going, or at least to 2025, so I can say it was 20 years.
I hit the 2025.
It's all stupid, but
it's something. It's a goal.
But I was ready. I was like, you know,
your
what?
Life goals are really funny.
I'm like, this is time. This is the time. This is the place. Let's do it.
I'm gonna wait 20 years before I puke, and I'll never pay for a haircut.
That's right. Are the dogs?
There must be sirens, because they're all going. You can hear them all. They started a howl.
Great. Once one starts. Carter's up there. She could
end
this.
And it's so much longer than the sirens because they kind of go in circles and they make
I have a feeling she's
longer.
Doing it.
No, they're all going. So that's definitely sirens.
Yeah, but she could have started it by going. I do that sometimes.
I know.
Anyway, I couldn't barf, so I just didn't. And then I came back in the bedroom and I was all just wet, like sweaty. And you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, it's freaking
no,
panic
I'm not.
Attack. I don't know why I get them. When I get them, I get them, and then they go away, and that's fine.
And then that's it.
Yeah. I usually just have to breathe through it. This one lasted a little longer than it should have. Freaking hate it. Anyway, shout out to anyone who experiences those, or have had one and didn't know what you were having. Some people that end up going to the ER and things, yeah, because they don't know. They feel like they're dying or whatever. But I learned a long time ago, basically, this is how it's going to work. When I do die, I'll just think it's a panic attack. And I'll
I'm going to lean over and go, are you doing okay? And you'll just hear crickets. That's when.
That's how you'll know when I'm dead.
You're like, this is how I'm going to die. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all a very weird thing. You know, the nice weather meant that Kim did a lot of, you know, stuff in the yard.
Oh, last week. I was like, today? No.
No,
I
not didn't. Today. But you bought mulch.
I did. I was mulching a section of the yard. I've got to move one of the big garden beds.
Yeah.
Completely move it. And then we do most of our planting in pots.
Yeah.
Because the dirt here, it's more rock than dirt. It's ridiculous.
This end of the valley. Yeah. Yeah. The western side of the valley.
I think
is
when they built,
rocks.
Though, they also like took all the topsoil, sold it as really good topsoil, and then we're just left with crap.
Left with rocks,
over.
Yeah. So, no, back in the old days, back when it was the east side was everything, they would do that. They'd come out here and truck all the good stuff from here out there, thinking no one would ever live out here.
Yeah.
But now it's like
in the middle
fully
of nowhere.
Developed.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's not true anymore.
So, yes, we have crap soil. So we put everything in containers. I have big containers for all my tomatoes and all my herbs and all that stuff.
Some people have topsoil. We have crap soil.
We have crap soil.
Yeah. And even though
we bottom soil.
Even though we would like to say to the HOA, we have no clover at all. No clover. This is a perfect year for clover if you live in a place where you can get clover. All right? That's all I'm saying. Get yourself some clover. And do what we can't do and grow clover.
You can do clover in your yard. It's so green and so much less water.
And it's good for the bugs. For it's good for the yard.
Yeah. The bees.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. The bees.
It grows amazing, even in like crap weather. It's awesome. But we wouldn't know because we don't have any. What else? Kim's been running around doing errands today because we got Vegas coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We leave in
2 days.
A couple days. Yeah. Something like that. And it's going to be weird because, you know, when stuff really kicks. I mean, we're there a little bit early on Sunday for stuff, but things really kick off Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes really quick, and then Thursday's there, and you're on your way home.
And you're like, whoa, what just happened?
It's very weird, but
it's a lot of really fun events, though, which makes I think it makes it more fun because when it's super busy, it goes by very quickly.
Yeah,
but they're all really fun things, and it's really fun people to hang out with.
Yeah,
so I enjoy that part of it.
I do too. We miss everybody. We have most of these people we don't see any more than once a year, so this is the place we're going to see them, and. You know, it's just it's a good time. It always feels like a good recharge. The only problem I have with it is all the lead up just stresses me out. I think that's probably why I had an anxiety
probably.
Attack.
Yeah. I don't know why, though, because we've got everything
either.
Ready.
I don't know either.
Swag bags, they're ready.
I think
I took care of that this year. Woo!
You know what it is? So here's a little psychology lesson for you out there. Some of us think about things that we can't control or predict. Predict. Not predict. And I do that a lot. I have this thing where if I don't know the full circumstance of, well, is the car okay? Even though I know it is, but you know, is the drive going to be fine?
Sure. Everything's going to be fine.
I just do this. And then once I'm going and I'm there, I'm fine. It's all
and
fine.
For me, it drives you crazy that I am the one that's like, I'm driving. I need to get there. Let's get there early. And you're like, why? Why do we need to get there early? What's the point?
Yeah. And you're like, well, I don't like to be late for things.
I hate
She's
being
the
late for things. So I'm like, let's get up early when we leave on Sunday. Let's get up early and go.
Yeah.
And you're like, why?
Yeah, and I'm like,
because I'm like, I'm the one that has to drive, though. And I want to make sure if we need to make extra stops or if we need to stop in St. George. And there's this really great little brunch place we like to go in St. George.
Yeah, they have the salads I like.
Why can't I think of what it's called?
Oh, yeah. What is that
Feel
called?
Love.
Feel Love?
Feel Love.
Not Phil Love.
Feel.
Well,
There's two locations. One's Feel Love Coffee, and it just has like coffee and coffee cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
And the other one is called Feel Love Cafe.
Yeah. It's right
it's
there.
So good.
We're not doing Taco Bell, the best Taco Bell in the Western states.
We can go there too if you want to, but I'm going to eat at Feel Love Cafe.
No, I'm with you. I really like it there. They
the
make
food
this like.
So good.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a little cafe. So it's like cafe food.
It's almost like that French place we like.
Gourmandise,
yeah.
Yeah, a little
reminds
bit.
Reminds me of it. Or even Ava's, like the kind of
Eva's?
Salads.
Mm-hmm.
Ava's?
Ava's Bakery.
Wait, Isn't there an Ava's also?
No.
Why do I always get that wrong?
There's Eva and Eva's Bakery. They're two.
And they're owned by the same people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One does breakfast and one does dinner.
And one is always out of Queen Amon's.
Actually, Gourmandy's makes really good Queen Amon's.
Oh, that's true.
And so we
and they also run out.
Started getting them there because the French bakery we used to go to closed after COVID and all the prices surged. And so she closed shop there. In Salt Lake.
For a while, or did it come back?
For a while. Actually, she's reopened, but it's a bao place now. It's called Zao Bao Bao.
Remind me what a bao is.
Like a bao bun. So oh, it's like the bun buns. With the pork stuff. Well, they do vegetarian ones. They do dessert ones. They do pork ones. They do soup ones. Soup baos. Oh, my gosh.
So it's like that so Pixar exciting. Short. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
That was called bao.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's my only connection to what the hell those are. Oh, I do have a fake
one. So it was the
one,
people
though.
That used to own, or she used to run Les Madeleines, or she owned Les Madeleines. And that's what closed.
Somewhere in here is that fake one Carter got me.
Oh, it's over like on Carter's desk.
Fiddle. Why didn't she take it? She gave it to me.
I let her use it. She was stressing out one day.
Yeah, but if you squeeze that one, if you squeeze that too hard, it's going to freaking pop.
No.
Man. Oh, I will. If you squeeze one part of it, I can see through there. It's like a little.
Yeah, thin. It's a stress ball, but. It's fine.
You don't want that shit on your keyboard.
She's not that strong.
Oh, she could do it. She's stronger than me.
I'm not sure it's just not air in the middle of that thing.
Quick clarification, or not clarification, but just for anyone who maybe is new to our conversations, you may have said, wait, Kim drives to Vegas?
Yes.
100% she does. Let me tell you why. I fall asleep after 20 minutes and I'll get us all killed. I have this real thing with driving, and of my whole life, when I was a teenager and I'd go to California with my dad to bring cars back from auction, it was one of the most harrowing things you could ever ask me to do, because that's a 10-hour drive, and he's asking me to drive that whole way, and it didn't matter how much Coke is what I was trying to say.
Wow.
How much like, right. caffeine how much I had in my system.
You brought back.
Yeah, those no-dose things. I had those once, you know, a couple times here and there, and it didn't matter. Every 25 minutes or so, I would start to just I'd doze off. And there was a time where I saw a bridge way in front of me, like a mile in front of me. And
like an overpass?
I shut my eyes, and when I opened them again, the overpass was a mile behind me. And I realized
that's
I had
not
driven.
Good.
I know. It's terrible.
So I also get car sick. So it's the perfect combination. Yeah. I drive, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I just don't.
He's in charge of music.
I'm in charge of music. And
I'm very particular about my driving music.
Yeah. She likes hard pounding. Kim likes a good
I like
hard
house
pounding.
Music.
Oh, you like that's what nice. I was trying to say. Sorry, it just came out weird. But she likes electronica house, you know, people like Rez and Deadmau5.
Love a good beat.
I love all that too. Big fan. So easy for me to comply. But then I will bring a pillow, lay it there, and I will
He's
be
like
asleep.
Out.
I can't help it.
It's fine. This is why it works really well.
When I was commuting,
I like to drive.
When I was commuting and had a regular job, I drove every day.
Yeah, but it was like a 20-minute drive.
Exactly.
It was perfect.
It was right at the point where I would start to narcolepsy out of there. Yeah, and I'm not narcoleptic. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I'm not narcoleptic. Wait, what's the one where you like dead people? You're into, you know, you work at a morgue. And
necromancy? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Fiddle with a dead old lady. That's called something. Necromancy's bringing them back.
Bringing them back.
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia. No.
Anyway, I'm not that.
Narcoleptic is when you fall asleep driving.
Or I'm not that either. Or doing anything. Right. And I don't do that with almost anything else. It's just driving. I think it's my parents' fault. I think they drove around the block to calm me down when I was a little kid.
That was done to a lot of people.
Yeah. And it does, and it still works. It puts me out.
I see.
So anyway. I'm not much of a road trip guy unless Kim's behind.
Smooth ride.
But when Kim drives, it's fun. I enjoy it.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Anyway, that's coming
up.
Yes,
we'll be driving to Vegas.
Yep.
And seeing all of our fun friends.
Yep, and Carter's going to come for the first time. I mean, not first time to Vegas, first time to TMS Vegas.
First time to TMS Vegas, yes, for her.
Very excited for her to be there.
Her birthday's while we're there.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun.
First, is it?
30th.
30th.
April 30th. You should probably remember when her birthday is.
I am so bad at it. It's in my calendar. It's all fine. It's like your phone number.
It's all fine.
I don't know your phone number. I just have it in my phone.
That's a good thing I have yours. I know yours.
Well, I feel like I should know that, though. You know what I mean? Anyway, Kim is also watching, binging The Good Wife still.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little behind on things, but it's fun.
It's good. I really enjoy it. I didn't see it the first time through either, and I'd only seen the first season back in the day, so I'd forgot most of it, and you're well past that. And so when I'm catching episodes with you, it's, you know what? That was a really good drama.
There's a lot to binge.
Yeah, there's a whole season.
I mean, I know I should start at the beginning or whenever it happens, but I like to binge it while I'm working on swag bags and things like that.
Yeah, Kim's a binger.
I binge it while I'm folding laundry and
Kim binge. Kim binge. Your name's Ben.
Okay.
Bim. But yeah, that's really good. And the weird bit is it's a bit like I don't know how they do it, but every week there are like 14 character actors you know from a thousand things.
It's crazy.
They had the craziest cast, mm-hmm. like temporary cast numbers. Just insane. Yeah,
everybody was on that.
Like Oscar winners and people you've seen in a trillion movies. Mm-hmm. And like, who did I see yesterday? George Bluth. Can't think of his name.
I know, you can think of his character name. Odo was on there.
Oh, Odo was on there. I know his name, Rene Aubergenois. But yeah, you go on there and you're likely to see somebody from something that you love. And it's just crazy to me. But anyway, it's good. And we're kind of following through on that. But it's made it so you've only gotten an episode and a half through Fargo. Fallout.
Oh, that's true. I've only been through one episode of Fallout.
I thought we got a little bit into it too, didn't we? I think we did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because you saw the part with the dog at the beginning. Remember? The scientist and the dog.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
So you started.
So a little bit into it, not even half. Though.
You gotta.
I know. But I kind of want to finish what I'm working on now.
I get it. Finish what you start. That's what makes you not adult undiagnosed ADD.
Oh.
Versus what makes me.
I'm OCD instead. I'm like, I gotta finish this.
If you have tendencies at all, and this is not to diminish people with actual diagnoses, but I'm saying.
It would definitely be OCD.
You lean that direction.
Yeah.
I definitely
lean. I'm that morning person that's like, I got to get this, and this done before I get going on everything else I got to do.
I lean A double D. I hate to say it. I really do think if I went in and went like for a full eval, they would
diagnose you.
Yeah. And I'd say, well, then give me a bucket of Adderall. Let's get this going.
There was a shortage of that for a while. I had a friend that her son was diagnosed in the middle of that shortage they had for Adderall. Right. I don't know if it still is.
I think so.
A shortage.
I think there still is. Yeah.
But the hardest part was that he was diagnosed, and then right after the diagnosis, they couldn't get it.
Ooh.
So he was just a mess. He was trying to finish school and all the things. That was in the last year, but...
During the pandemic. I don't remember how.
I think during the pandemic's when they realized we need to go talk to someone and find out what is up.
When we realized, that's when a lot of people apparently realized that they were undiagnosed ADD patients. That's funny.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
You get thrown into the chaos of everything that you weren't used to.
Yeah.
That's kind of when you find things out about yourself.
That's true. Well, may the drugs flow.
May the spice flow.
That's right.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, do you want to do some email?
Absolutely.
Business? Okay, because we got a few here, and I got more than a few. We got kind of a handful here. Turns out, when you skip a couple of weeks, you
Okay. And for those of you that are in the chat, I want to know, I'm going to give you a little assignment. What's the weirdest thing you've bought at the store if you went to the store hungry? Because I was thinking the other day about mine.
What are yours?
Well, I'm going to wait until they tell me, but let's read some emails.
You're not spilling the beans.
No,
now.
I'm just going to ask that question.
Okay.
Because going to the store hungry is a bad idea.
A whole can of Franks and beans. No?
No, that wasn't it.
Half a watermelon. I don't know. So here's what you do. Skimshow@gmail.com, or you can text us 801-471-0462. You can also do voicemails there. And that phone number is live right now as well for the live folks. If you wanted to send a question in, I'll be checking those throughout the show. I'll start with this one from... Did I get a name? Well, anyway, I'll read it. Hey, Scott and Kim, I'm sending an update email I tried sending an update email last week, but somehow you read my older email I sent back in August about finding out what my wife and I were, or that we were expecting. Well, here's the update.
Okay.
And I got a picture.
In August, there's a serious update.
He says, welcome our son, Rowan, born on 3/30. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. He's what, 3 weeks old now.
That's almost as good as 4/20. He's a proud new member of the Frog Pants family. Shout out to my wife, Megan, who did an amazing job during delivery and throughout her high-risk pregnancy and proved what a badass woman and mom she is. Yeah.
I love that.
Says, maybe you'll be able to meet one day at a TMS Vegas if we're able to go. Megan doesn't always catch the Skim Show, but she never misses TMS, and I'm sure she would love a shout-out. Well, here's your shout-out on this one, and I will do another one on
Megan,
TMS.
Megan, shout-out!
That is awesome.
You want to see a picture?
Yes, I do.
I'm not sure how to show you this. Let's see.
Yeah, I can't see your screen very well.
Pretty sure
But that is awesome. Congratulations. That's like 3 weeks old. Oh, my gosh.
How cute is this baby?
Oh.
Look at this chat. Oh, gosh.
So adorable.
Here we go. Look.
It's huge.
Look at those eyes already. Most kids have alien eyes when they're born.
What a cute baby. Rowan is a great name, too.
I love Rowan. Love that. Yeah, like Rowan Atkinson, the actor and comedian. No, that'd be a comedian. All right. Sorry. What are we doing now?
Absolutely adorable. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Well done.
And he did the hard work.
To your badass wife. I love that.
He did the hard work. You see.
Yeah, right.
He placed his...
All right. Listen, let me just tell you that's not the hard work.
I've said this before. Pedro went down to Virginia on vacation.
Don't make me laugh too hard. I'm going to cough.
What is this cough?
I don't know.
So concerned.
I don't know. It just started today.
Kim, if you're getting a cold.
Just don't drink that water. That one's mine now.
That water is no longer mine. I don't think you can get coughs through water. I think it has to be airborne. Doesn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, Dr. Tolbert, weigh in. Let us know. Here's one in reference to episode 135. That was our last episode. You talked about about Utah having weird alcohol laws, right?
I think they've changed, haven't they? They're really not that big a deal anymore.
They're not as big a deal as people make them out to be. There's still stuff in Pennsylvania that are like, you'd swear it was the 1700s over there. Mm. So I don't know why people always smack us with
that. They always talk about it. But I think a few years ago that did change. Like the actual limits of what you can have in the drinks.
They change
and
all
stuff.
The time.
Yeah.
I mean, we have medical marijuana now. We're probably going to get recreational. Like, it's
like never.
But you know what I'm going to say, though? Go ahead and keep believing what you want about weird Utah stuff. It's fine because it keeps my housing prices lower.
Well, it keeps everyone out of our state.
Yeah, just stay over
there.
That
sounds bad. Like, get out of my state.
Stay over there wherever you are and be a crank about Utah. It's fine.
We prefer that.
Anyway. This is in reference to that, and this is from Justin in Arkansas.
Okay.
Some say Arkansas, but some I prefer not to. Scott and Kim, when I was 20 years old, I went to California to visit some family. One thing that blew my mind is that 7-Eleven convenience stores sold hard liquor like whiskey and vodka. That's true. They did back then.
Mm-hmm.
They might still. I don't know. In Arkansas, hard liquor is only available in certified liquor stores. Growing up, I thought it was normal for only wine and beer to be at a grocery and convenience stores. With all the hard stuff being specialty stores only. People that grow up with weird laws just get used to them, and other places are weird for having other laws. In reality, every state has weird laws regarding something, like New Jersey not being able to pump their own gas, just a thought, Justin. Yeah, in some places, it's up to the store to say.
Yeah. Here it's prepaid, Utah laws where you have beer is sold in grocery stores, but hard alcohol and wine is not.
Yeah, so that's even a weirder combo, right? It's only beer.
The state liquor stores for
beer,
that.
Beer, coolers, O'Doul's-style stuff.
Yeah, but that's non-alcoholic.
Oh, it is? O'Doul's is? Mm-hmm. What am I thinking of? There's something that's like, is it Tiger Claw?
Oh, yeah. No. What is that called?
Well, anyway.
Something Claw.
The beer level stuff, no problem. Go to any store you want.
Yeah. And even gas stations and things like that. But anything else, you have to go to the
cooking wine you can get in.
Yeah, but I've heard that's not even worth buying. You're better off cooking with real wine because cooking wine is kind of like vinegar. It's just kind of ugh.
Oh.
So I never cook with it.
You know who will agree with that?
Real stuff. Who?
Barry and Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
They'll agree with you.
But I only cook with the good stuff. Like when I'm making salmon and I want lemon, dill, like lemon juice, dill, and white wine, I would never use a cooking wine for that.
No. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare anyone?
Anyway, I just feel like it tastes better whenever you use the real stuff.
So in Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. Somebody has to do it.
Oregon was like that.
Well, Oregon, I thought you had to just prepay.
No, whenever.
Do they have laws?
I don't know if it's changed, but it used to be that you couldn't pump your own gas.
I wonder if that's to protect jobs of pump people.
I don't know.
Or if there's some other thing going on there. I don't know. You'd have to, you know what? New Jersey. Somebody from New Jersey write in and tell us what the frick this is about. All right. Here's one. Someone named Scott. Thanks to Kim for inspiring me to make some jambalaya. It was a hit. You want to see what they made?
Yes, I do.
Well, good, because I'm about to show you whether you liked it or not. Here you go. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
That looks right, doesn't it?
That does.
Whoops, here you go, chat.
So did Scott make you want to make jambalaya?
No. I hadn't seen this prior to our decision to make that.
That looks like it's got a ground meat in it, too.
Yeah, it looks good, right?
Yum.
I don't know what that is. Looks like beef.
I think it's ground beef.
Honestly, looks doesn't like it. Matter. Just put in there whatever you want. That looks fantastic. You understood the assignment. That looks
great.
Really good.
Job.
Well done, Scott. Not me, different Scott, but a Scott nonetheless.
if you haven't seen yet, Scott and Carter recorded themselves making jambalaya while I was out of town.
Yep.
And then I did a react video because I had not seen it at all. And I swear I did not see it at all before doing a react video. Sorry, I'm playing with tape.
I can tell. It's making a fun cracking sound that we usually wouldn't have on the air. Nice. Can you tell me this, though? What of the things you saw in our video bothered you, but made you go, oh my gosh, what are they doing?
You were cutting the bell peppers.
I knew it'd be a me thing. Why isn't it a Carter thing?
On the skin side, which the problem with that isn't, you didn't have a problem, but you do worry because the skin can be slippery. You could slip the knife off of it and cut your finger.
But I was doing the whole knuckle job.
Doesn't matter. If you slide it into your knuckle, that's going to hurt too. Oh. I'm just saying that the inside of the pepper, if you slice from that side, it doesn't slide as much. It doesn't have
it's got a texture inside and outside all skin. Okay.
But your knife was stressed me out. I have very sharp knives. That's why it stressed me out too. I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
The last thing you need is like a knife shoved into your knuckle.
That is the last thing I need.
That is the last thing you need.
Actually, absolutely. There's a few other things I could use last.
At the time, while watching this video, that's all I could think about.
The last thing you need while you're making food in a cooking
and
video.
And I was really surprised that you didn't take the Chipotle Tabasco and just put a lot. You were like, 3 drops. Oh, that's enough. And I was like,
to be careful.
What?
I didn't know what was...
spicy it is?
I didn't want to overdo it.
I like the Chipotle Tabasco because it's more flavor than spice.
That's true.
And so I'm like, ooh, you need a lot of that.
We got there, though. I ended up really
liking
it.
Yeah, you did. You kept adding, and that was...
And Carter was losing it. She's like...
She's like, why are you putting... I'm like...
You have COVID, she said. You must have COVID. I'm like, it'll be fine, Carter. And it was.
And
it
was.
Perfectly good.
Yes.
I think there's still a little up there left. I may not want to be eating it right now. Is it too old?
Probably.
Well, for you,
definitely
it is.
Definitely
it is. For you, it is.
It's 2 weeks old. That's too long. I'm sorry.
I love it so much. I hate wasting it. Anyway, there's that. How about this one from Clintonville, Ohio? This is from Jeff.
Okay.
He goes by My Garage Bay on various chat platforms. He says, hello, Scott and Kim. I just heard your story about drivers being on their phones and had to share an experience. We were in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
All right.
For a cabin trip with friends last month. By the way, he does triple spaces after his periods.
All right.
I used to do double because they told us to in school, and now I don't because I retrained myself not to do it.
To do the single space.
Single space is all you're supposed to do. He's doing triples. What is that about?
Ohio. Or where? What is that?
Ohio,
what you
said? Yeah. Clintonville, Ohio. Anyway, we were driving into it, but this is while he's in Tennessee. We're driving into a town from the cabin in a soda shop, which is amazing.
Awesome.
To the cabin in a, oh, to a soda shop, sorry, which was amazing. The roads around the cabin are windy roads through the mountains with many blind corners and drop-offs.
Ugh. Yeek. I don't like driving those.
We have
those
here.
Yeah. In the canyon.
I was driving when I came around the corner and there was a Suburban in my lane.
Oh, my gosh.
Right at us. Yeah. Yeah. You ready for how the story takes a turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
I looked at the driver. They had their phone in front of their face.
Oh, my gosh. On that kind of road?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I had enough time to blast the horn and slam the brakes at the same time. They looked up and jerked a wheel to get their large SUV back into their lane.
Yeah, but if they jerked too far, you can totally go off the side of the mountain.
No, I know.
Ugh.
All of this is scary.
Ugh.
He says, that would have been so bad if they didn't look in time.
Yeah.
You should not be on your phone, but really on a backcountry road with a drop-off, especially. Still have some anxiety from typing this story out again.
Oh, my gosh, I bet.
Here's what I say to what they did to you.
No.
I say that. Not cool. Don't do it. Thanks for sharing, though.
Oh,
how about
that
this?
Freaks me out because I've been on those kinds of windy roads in a canyon.
Yeah.
In the mountains where, yes, on one side of you, you're coming around that corner. On one side of you is the mountain. It's rocks.
Yeah.
Big boulders going up the side of the mountain and the other side is a cliff.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Why would you do that? The worst.
That woman's not getting any reception anyway.
Yeah.
She's in the mountains.
It's not as bad as, it's bad enough you're doing it on just like a regular street. But up in the mountain?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Ugh. Even if no one's there, you're risking your own life.
Yeah.
And you're freaking Suburban.
For whatever message you thought you couldn't wait 5 minutes for.
Pretty lame. We just got one in that says, anonymously, I went to Costco and bought a giant can of nacho cheese and a huge bag of chips.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what happens when you go to the store hungry. It's true.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I bought when I went to the store hungry one time? It was years ago.
What'd you buy?
Because the other day I went to the store and I was like, oh, I'm hungry. This is a bad idea. And of course, I bought a lot of really good snacks.
Yeah, that's what you do.
But years and years ago when I went to the store, I actually bought a can of shrimp.
What?
And that's when I realized, probably 15, 20 years ago, don't go to the store hungry.
Yeah.
Canned shrimp. Ugh. And then it sat in the pantry for like 5 years because there's no way I was ever going to eat it.
We never ate it.
No.
Oh, I want to try it at least.
Do you?
Just to see if it's, let's do it on a weekend where we
like
got
a
nothing
shrimp,
going on.
Yeah, so if you're really sick, you've got the weekend.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That sounds,
I'm good. I'll get fresh shrimp.
That sounds terrible.
That was my worst thing I ever bought.
Yeah, that's
when I went to the store hungry.
That's a whole lot, dude.
It's not the worst thing I ever bought, but
yeah. Sure sounds like it though. Someone else wrote in just as a quick thing about the wine. Cooking wine contains salt to make it unpalatable. It's also very low quality to begin with.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, doesn't surprise
if you try cooking with both.
Yeah,
whether you're just trying to clean the pan with all the little bits of whatever meat you just cooked on there.
Yeah.
If you did two pans and did them side by side and tried them, you'd be like, "Oh, that's just awful. It's
right.
Terrible."
No. I'm with you.
Why would you put salt in it?
It seemed, well, they do that so the kids can't buy wine because they don't want to taste it. They don't want to drink it. But if you're cooking, salt is part of your ingredients.
They don't
anyway.
Want to drink regular wine either, usually.
I mean, I'll say something that
that would be the first thing they'd want to be like, ooh, that's what I'm going to try.
We have wine aficionados listening.
Yes.
They know who they are. I just want to say this out loud and then they can be mad at me in Vegas. Wine tastes like I'm licking dirt off the back of my dog's butt.
Well, it depends on the wine you're tasting. Some of it
different
is very
dog,
earthy.
Dirt.
Earthy?
Earthy?
That's where that's coming from.
Eartha kit. well done. Let's do this one. This is from Ashley. Good morning, Skim. I was looking for some advice. My husband is in the Air Force, and we have been stationed in England for 7 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is a long time to stay in the same place.
Yeah, probably getting a little accent, eating a lot of bangers and...
Mash.
What else they got? Blood pudding, all that dumb stuff.
Queen of Mons, probably.
Bacon that looks raw. Anyway, I had all three of our babies here, 6, 4, and 3. 6, 4, 3.
Very cool.
That's every 2 years. No.
No, it isn't.
1 year on one, 2 on the other. We just had a last minute invite or assignment to Hill Air Force Base.
Oh. Oh, really?
Oh.
Very cool.
While Jordan and I have dreamed of going to Utah when we were in our 20s, it's a little overwhelming now after living so long overseas. I was looking for any advice or recommendations, areas to avoid. For the first 5 months there, it will just be me and the kids because Jordan will be in training in Mississippi. What's also
where
you're
from. Oh, my gosh. Very cool. Okay.
He'll probably be at...
In Biloxi.
What's the name of the base?
Hill. No. Something Air Force Base.
Kiesler Air Force Base. Yeah.
That's very cool.
We used to go there and play basketball with some of the...
yeah, I used to go to Biloxi all the time.
The airmen there. Anyway, says I'm really nervous about it, about being in a new area with 3 kids of my own. That's a lot. On the plus side, I'm hoping this means that next year I can attend TMS Vegas or some local Utah stuff. Doesn't
there
have to
you
be
go.
In Vegas. I've been peeking at your weather to see, and it's a little all over the place. It's spring. It's how it is.
It's all over the place. All year long.
Yeah, spring is weird. Summer's normal.
So is fall. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes it's long.
Yeah, that's true. But you're going to get
kind of all over the place.
You're going to get all 4 seasons, at least chunks of it. Okay. So just know that.
Being from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Originally for 18 years till I moved out and went to college and then moved to Utah. You're going to love it because it is beautiful here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, you're going to be surrounded hills in a really
nice
place.
You get a lot of really good fruits and vegetables that are local, especially up there because there's the peach season up in Brigham City, that area. Mm-hmm. So many fun things for kids to do.
Yeah,
so many
do.
Fun.
I got an idea.
What's your idea?
You and Carter hop in the car, drive out there and take Ashley and her little ones to lunch. Just go
that
somewhere.
Would be super fun. Yeah. I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
But there's so many children's museums and libraries and so many fun things for them to do that you're going to have a blast with that.
Yeah, I agree. Also, she says on the Monday show, you heard me, meaning me, and Carter talking about the cockroaches in Mississippi and how gross and big they are. I told my husband if he brings any home, I will have to move out. LOL. Love you guys, Ashley.
Nick's first experience with a cockroach was in Biloxi. We were at a hotel. I had taken Carter and Nick on a trip where we flew into New Orleans and then we did 10 days of road tripping all over the South and then flew back home.
And this was in tail end of high school for him,
right? It was the tail end of high school. Carter was about to graduate. It was right before her senior year.
It feels like it barely happened. But
so
this
it's been a long time. Yeah. But Nick opened up his luggage and he saw this cockroach climbing through his clothes and he took the entire suitcase and just... threw it across the room.
Wow.
Clothes went everywhere. Never found the roach, of course, because he just chucked it. Freaked him out so bad.
Everyone try to guess which of our kids can't do bees. And it's the same kid.
He's not a big fan of bugs.
Yeah.
But that was his first experience. It was a great big one just crawling through his luggage and he wanted to die. Yeah. And then he just couldn't for the longest time even... go pick it all up.
Yeah.
It's going to still be there.
Yeah. Mississippi cockroaches go big or go home. They really do.
And they're big enough to fly away with small children.
They're huge. But I don't think you're at any risk of this because
Jordan
will see these bugs and say, yeah, I'm not taking that home.
Well, she's saying if it's in his luggage.
They're the size of human infants. They're huge.
No, they're not that bad.
They're pretty
They do
big.
Fly, some of them, which
they hiss
is freaky.
And fly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I had a friend down there who had one crawl up his butt and set up a nest.
Oh, my gosh.
He made a nest. I've told you the story.
Yes, I forgot about it, though.
Yeah, there's a little cockroach nest right in his hooter booter. Anyway, I think you're going to like it here.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
There's lots
you're
of fun
do
things.
Great.
Salt Lake is such a fun city. So many cool things.
And clean.
Yeah.
And
I was just downtown yesterday with Phoebe, it was my first Nana Day with Phoebe because Taylor had gone to a field trip with Van at the planetarium.
Yeah.
We have a really cool planetarium, too.
Yeah, we do.
And right across the street is the Children's Museum, which is super cool, too.
Also cool, yeah.
And so I'm just walking around in the Gateway area, in this kind of outdoor mall area with Phoebe for probably an hour.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
went to the little store, bought a banana. She had some of that. Found the swings, just so much fun.
She doesn't need much except just the world for her to have at her feet.
She and then she just likes to say, come on.
Come on. Come on. I think I recorded it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
I played it on the Monday show. Where is it?
So I think you're going to have fun, Ashley, with that.
Yeah, she'll do great. Here it is.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
What a dork. She's such a dork.
She's so great.
Yeah. So there's that. And I think you're going to love it. So good luck and have fun on your trip. And you'll do great. And your neighbors will be nice. Everybody's going to want to help you out. Three kids.
Yep.
You know, it's a lot. Those ages. Oh, man. What a fun time, though.
And they'll have their cute little
accents. Was it 6, 4, and 3?
Yeah.
I miss it when my kids were roughly that age.
Yeah.
So much fun. I mean, it was work. It was a handful, but, you know, like we always say, you love your kids.
It's so fun.
Hey, Kim, let's talk real quick about the foodie of the week, which you don't have anything in particular, but I did have somebody sent a text in and asked, why have we not heard anything about the freeze-drying stuff?
I didn't freeze-dry a ton. I've done vegetables, and then I did some lemons and limes, and was it just lemons and limes?
Yeah.
I don't think I did oranges.
I don't know.
Which I did turn into a lime salt.
Yeah.
Which I've put in like chilies and things. It's really, really good. And then the lemons, I've just made a powder. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I think I'm going to try to make our own lemonade powder this year.
Okay.
It just hasn't been summery lemonade season yet.
Yeah, but I can tell your mood is vastly improved since...
Oh my gosh.
The sun came out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did experiment a little bit with shawarma.
Yeah.
Do you remember where I made that?
I do.
Well, I do it. Make that. I've made that a few times. But then the other day, so I have fun doing that because everybody really likes being able to pick out what you want. I made, what was it called?
Curry?
I did make some curry the other day. Yeah. I did make curry.
She keeps making this.
I make
curry
shakshuka.
That's
the one.
Shakshuka, that's what
that's the one I made the other day, and I was kind of playing with the recipe because I, you know, it's a lot of tomatoes and peppers, and you cook your eggs in it, and you cook it all down, and whatever. But I did throw in some zucchini, which was really, really good.
Yeah.
And I did some more other than green bell peppers. I did red, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. I think you guys liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I cooked it down with onions, garlic. Just
I ended up eating it all week.
Yeah, it's kind of this thick, sort of a sauce. It was kind of chunky with all the stuff.
It's still in the fridge.
But then
too.
We threw the eggs on top, and you cook them in there with the lid on. It's so good.
I was just putting it on bread and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one because it's kind of like a chunky spaghetti sauce almost.
Yeah, totally.
Without the eggs,
really good though. That's another recipe you should put on the Discord. That
I
you never
did. I know the worst.
Yeah. What are your? What's your
I
problem?
Did make my grandma's jam. Did I tell them? Did we talk about this last time?
No, the fig and...
the fig strawberry jam.
Yeah. Sugar bomb.
So all of my life, all the cousins and the aunts and uncles have always talked about grandma's strawberry fig jam. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get the recipe from Aunt Lainey. So I finally get the recipe. There are no strawberries in that recipe.
What? What is it?
I was shocked.
What's in it?
It's strawberry jello.
Are you kidding?
It's like a Great Depression era... recipe.
Oh my gosh, that's scandalous.
And I didn't know. Well, she had her own fig tree, so she was making stuff with figs.
Is that the
know.
Tree she was shooting birds out of it?
Yeah,
blackbirds.
Yeah,
yeah. She used to. We talked about that.
Everyone's always talked about this strawberry fig jam, and oh my gosh! And so I thought, okay, we had figs in Utah,
yeah,
and you know, Trader Joe's carried them, and Sam's Club and Costco. You'd get we get like 2 weeks of figs.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to get this recipe and make it. And I did. And it's just, it's a sugar bomb. Yeah. It's very good. But because it has jello in it, it's like gelatinous.
Really?
It's like jelly instead of jam.
Jelly instead of jam.
Because
it moves like jelly because jam don't shake like that. Isn't that that's a wrap or something?
It's what you've told our kids our whole lives.
I haven't tried it yet. I still haven't
so
tried
I was,
it.
So I was just, I wasn't disappointed. I was surprised by the recipe that everyone talked about growing up.
So it's just strawberry flavored.
Yes.
Jello.
Fig jam.
But the figs were real.
Yeah.
Because she could grow them.
Yes.
I love it.
But it does remind me of a lot of those Great Depression era recipes that they used a lot of canned and powdered things and Spam and all the things that you're like, oh, I remember having that as a kid.
Yeah.
That one surprised me. Well, but I am going to mess with the recipe. Once again, I don't ever Even the shakshuka, I don't really have recipes. So you tell me to put it up.
She wings it.
But I wing it as I go, and I put a little this or that and makes the flavor change, and that's what I like.
Yeah, you're like, what do you like? You're like, what's another thing like that where you just go for it without...
All of your art?
Well, I still do sketches and stuff, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I guess I still wing it.
You change it, you wing it. It's all, you're not looking at anything while you do it.
That's fair.
I just kind of play with it. That's so fair. I am going to try to make a strawberry fig jam. Probably not till next year because I don't think I can get figs again.
Well,
till next year.
I hope you do.
But I'm going to make it with real strawberries.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll blow your family's mind.
Probably.
But then what if we have another like depression level depression?
Then you.
That's back to Jell-O.
Buy the Jell-O.
So in theory, you could do lime fig. You could do.
Yes.
Fruit punch fig.
Orange fig.
Orange fig.
Lemon fig. Ooh.
You do all.
You sound terrible.
Yeah, it does. It all sounds bad.
As you say this, I'm like, yes, and I would put fresh the other thing in there.
Well, now I need to try it to see what all the rave is.
It's good. You know what? I had it on the other day.
It's a ton of sugar is the problem.
It's a lot of sugar, but I had only a tablespoon of it, but I put it on vanilla yogurt.
Oh, that'd be all right.
It was really good.
Yeah.
But the figs have all those little things. It's almost like little tiny natural boba balls in it because they pop in your mouth. Mm. It's so good.
I don't like boba balls, though.
Well, you still might like figs.
If they're the size of like little fish eggs.
They're teeny tiny.
I like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
on
yeah.
sushi?
They're like
fish
that,
egg?
Yeah.
Okay. I like a fish egg. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well,
so, there's all of the food I've been working with and on.
That's wonderful. We are now down to the end of today's show.
Okay.
How does it feel today?
We're down
How do
to
you feel?
The end of it.
Are you nervous about the trip at all?
Not at all.
Why am I?
I don't know, because I got everything ready. I don't know which problem
I
is.
I have everything ready, too. I have everything ready I need. Brian's got everything he needs.
Yeah.
Everybody who's coming's got what they need.
Yeah. We've got all the plans.
Oh,
we've got all
what?
The...
I guess I'm
there's
a little,
schedule.
I'm a little stressed about... getting to all the guys are going to help us carry down boxes. I just feel like I'm putting weight on them. You know what I mean?
They offered.
They're all offered and they're all very kind human
it's very
beings.
Nice.
But I get weird about people who want to help. I feel, you know how I am.
I know.
When it's time to
but
move,
when,
we don't ask
But we don't
to
have
help.
A lot of choice.
Yeah, we don't.
We have
these guys.
The boxes, the swag, just in case anybody wants to know, is bigger this year.
Yeah,
and so
much bigger. We still have room.
We just don't have the room in our car.
We had some kind
we
of
could rent a car.
We could rent one of those little U-Haul things.
Nah, we could just rent a Suburban.
No, I don't want a whole nother car. Because then you get stuck in like Moab or some shit. Not Moab.
Moab's not the way on the way there.
Not Moab. What am I thinking of? Cedar City.
Mesquite. Why would you get stuck anywhere?
There are times I think I could live in Mesquite because it's not. There are parts of Mesquite that are really nice.
Yes.
And then there are parts that are like, ugh.
Like every city.
Although Salt Lake doesn't have a lot of, yeah. It's got a lot of wow, and then a little bit of.
There's a few, eh.
But not, yeah.
No, you're right. It's never too bad.
It's a little bit more like.
Come on.
A little more like that. What a freak. All right.
I love it.
I think that'll
Did
do
we
it
get
for
anybody else
show.
Saying what they bought while hungry at the store?
Oh,
I
you
was
know what?
Curious
I have
if
been
I was the weirdest.
Woefully bad at looking
oh,
at the chat.
You're okay.
Let's see.
If you didn't, that's fine too.
Depression, cooking always involves sawdust. Let's see. Has Kim ever made something Scott didn't like? One time. What was that?
It was a curry.
That's right.
I decided to try to make curry from scratch, which.
First time didn't
I've
work.
I've never. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I need to learn to make curry.
Yeah.
That is on my bucket list.
It wasn't great.
Of things to do is learn how to make curry paste so then I can make good curry. Well, I started with curry powder.
Yeah.
Not good. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they seem to know what they're doing. Although most recipes that are really good are family passed down recipes.
Yeah.
That your grandmother and your mother made and, you know, or your dad, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever cooks.
Sure.
They're usually those recipes, and that's why they're so good. That's why they end up in a restaurant where you go, theirs is the best curry. I want to learn how to make that.
Yeah. All right. Well, the first
that's
one was
plan.
Rough. Everything since has been fabulous.
Yeah, because I don't make it from scratch.
Yeah.
I buy curry pastes and things that I then turn into curry.
Not a motion. Mation says, dude, I'm only happy when I can help out. No, I realize that. And we're that way, too. We want to help other people all the time. I don't like asking for help. I hate it.
No, you didn't ask.
I know, but you know.
Everyone asked, what can I do to help? And we do have people taking some of the boxes down because
I blame my dad.
We have nowhere to put them in our car. Or we won't have luggage.
My dad was fiercely independent. Yes. And it rubbed off on me. Yes. And it makes you just.
I totally get that.
I feel guilty if I ask people for help.
I get it.
I hate it. I don't know why.
But they asked, and we are taking them up on it because we have no choice unless we want to rent a bigger car.
Yeah. So huge thanks to them. And yes. I'm very excited to see them and many others. In
so
Las
many fun people.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it.
And we've got a lot of people in charge of a lot of more events that we're doing this time, which is really fun.
Yeah, no. And again, great volunteers.
Yep.
You know, helping relieve Brian from all the crap he has to do and making just a smoother, hopefully a big smoother event just because so many more people are helping and kicking in.
And more events for people to split up and go do.
Right.
There's bow at this restaurant over here or that kind of food, and then you have other places even at the same time, some of them.
Yeah.
So people have a lot more options of what they want to go do with a group of people, which I love.
Yeah, I love it too. Well, here's what also I love.
Should I get a tattoo while I'm there?
Yes, get a tattoo. Well, I don't know. Do you want to get a tattoo?
I have to call Amy and get it scheduled.
Did you see this thing Wendy drew today on TMS?
Is that what you're going to get tattooed?
Here, look at this. We talked about somebody getting this done.
Really?
I don't know who will.
No,
they were just in the chat
please
talking
don't.
About it. I think it's awesome.
Not as a tattoo.
Are you kidding?
It's
having this
too
like
permanent
peek out of your armpit or something.
Okay, if it's peeking out of your armpit, then
this
maybe.
This, by the way, was Wendy's attempt to draw an actual what the face of a real giraffe looks like.
Okay.
And instead, she drew like a lady. I mean, it's pretty great.
I like it.
We had a very
it's
fun
true.
Segment.
It's fine. That. Someone should get that tattooed. That's not what I'm going to get tattooed.
We'll
I might actually, since we've been married for 31 years.
Oh my gosh, dude. Is that true?
I'm almost 32.
Jeez.
I actually could get your name tattooed on me and it wouldn't be weird.
Where you want to put it?
I don't know. My butt.
Booby. Booby. All right.
The Scott tramp stamp.
Yeah. Scamp stamp, they call it. That is going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Don't worry, everybody, if you're thinking to yourselves, man, I sure wish there was the way to throw a couple of bucks at the show. You can. Patreon.com/frogpants is a place to do it. Nice little catch-all for all the extra cool things we have going on around the network. So check it out, patreon.com/frogpants. Everything else is at frogpants.com/skim. Keep those emails and texts coming, skimshow@gmail.com. And, of course, 801-471-0462.
And thanks for all your comments.
Is there anything else
questions.
You'd like to say to these people?
Have a great week and weekend.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
That's the wrong one. Nope, wrong one.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.